Axion Estin, ένα πρόγραμμα για τη μουσική μας παράδοση. Από τη βυζαντινή μουσική στο δημοτικό τραγούδι.
Τρία χρόνια
Επιμέλεια και παρουσίαση Άγγελος Λαμπούσης.
Welcome to the first Axion Estin of 2005, the bilingual program of Cosmos FM on medieval Byzantine chant. Happy New Year to everyone. Today, January 1st, our church celebrates two very important feasts, Saint Basil and the Circumcision of Christ. Best wishes to all who celebrate their name day. Chronia Pola. On today's program, we will present musical samples from Cappella Romana recordings, Epiphany, medieval Byzantine chant. This recording features music for the feast of January 1st, St. Basil and the Circumcision of Christ, and of January 6th, Epiphany or Theophany, as it is known in the East. The recording will be officially released this month and features Ioannis Arvanitis, acclaimed scholar and performer of medieval Byzantine chant. Also in today's Axion Estin, we will present the first of a two-part interview with Dr. Jessica Soki Pilalis, a specialist in the history, theory, and practice of Byzantine music. In 1984, she became what is thought to be the first salaried and officially titled female psalti of the Greek Orthodox Church of North and South America. Professor Charles Kalomiris of Columbia University is conducting the interview. Professor Kalomiris is one of the psaltes of Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church of New Rochelle. Stay with us as we start the program with the Apolitikion, or dismissal hymn, for the Circumcision of Christ. This is Maria Dikiakos with Angelos Lambousis for Axion Estin and Nikos Karathanasis as a sound engineer.
Φίλες και φίλοι, αγαπημένοι μας ακροατές, αν τώρα συντονιστήκατε με αυτή τη συχνότητα, βρισκόμαστε στο 2005. Καλή χρονιά! Η πρώτη εκπομπή του χρόνου για το Axion Estin και έχουμε πραγματικά μια πολύ πλούσια εκπομπή, όπως σας περιέγραψε στα αγγλικά λίγο νωρίτερα η Μαρία Δικαιάκου. Ακούσαμε λίγο νωρίτερα το Απολυτίκιο της ημέρας σχετικά με την περιτομή του Χριστού. Το Απολυτίκιο είναι πάντα μια περίληψη του γεγονότος που μνημονεύεται ή εορτάζεται κάθε φορά. Είναι λοιπόν μια πολύ επίκαιρη παραγωγή του συγκροτήματος Cappella Romana με έδρα εδώ, την Αμερική, υπό τη διεύθυνση, τη γενική διεύθυνση του δόκτωρος Αλέξανδρου Λίγκα, αλλά αυτή τη φορά έχουν έναν επισκέπτη ψάλτη από την Ελλάδα, ο οποίος διευθύνει το συγκρότημα Cappella Romana, τον Ιωάννη Αρβανίτη. Πολύ γνωστό στους μουσικολογικούς κύκλους για τις διάφορες πρωτότυπες ερευνές του και την μουσική αποκατάσταση ορισμένων από τους πιο αρχαίους, πιο παλιούς καταγεγραμμένους ύμνους της Ορθόδοξης Εκκλησίας. Επίσης, στο σημερινό Action Estin, σας παρουσιάζουμε την πρώτη γυναίκα ψάλτη στην Αμερική, επίσημα ψάλτη. Στην συνέντευξη που θα μας δώσει πρόκειται για την Dr. Jessica Σόκη Πιλάλης. Στη συνέντευξη που θα μας δώσει θα μας εξηγήσει ότι υπήρχαν και στο παρελθόν γυναίκες ψάλτριες, τώρα υπάρχουν πολύ περισσότερες, όλο και περισσότερες, αλλά στο παρελθόν έπρεπε να υπάρχει κάποια δικαιολογία για να ανέβει μία γυναίκα στο ψαλτήρι σαν ψάλτης. Βέβαια είναι πολύ συνηθισμένο να υπάρχουν γυναίκες στις χοροδίες, αλλά σαν ψάλτης είναι λίγο δύσκολο και έπρεπε, όπως μας λέει, να υπάρχει μια δικαιολογία. Έπρεπε να είναι πρεσβυτέρα, έπρεπε να είναι η κόρη του παπά, έπρεπε να υπάρχει κάποια ανάγκη για να ανέβει κάποια γυναίκα να ψάλει. Αλλά δεν υπήρχε αυτό το πράγμα ότι κάποιος ήθελε από δικιά του επιθυμία να ψάλει και να ανέβει να ψάλει. Επομένως, πραγματικά δίνει τη δικιά της εμπειρία, πολύ έτσι διαφωτιστική σχετικά με το καθεστώς της γυναικείας παρουσίας στα ψαλτήρια της Αμερικής. Και επίσης είναι χαρακτηριστικό ότι αυτή τη συνέντευξη δεν την παίρνει κάποιος συνηθισμένος συνεργάτης του Action Estin, αλλά ένας πολύ εξαιρετικός και έκτακτος, ο καθηγητής του Columbia University, κύριος Charles Καλομύρης, ο οποίος ψάλτης ο ίδιος, σαν χόμπι βέβαια, ο τομέας του είναι τελείως διαφορετικός, πραγματικά διεκπεραιώνει αυτή τη συνέντευξη με πολύ υψηλά μουσικά και αισθητικά κριτήρια. Επομένως είναι μια πολύ ενδιαφέρουσα συνέντευξη, θα σας την παρουσιάσουμε σε δύο μέρη, σήμερα το πρώτο και το άλλο Σάββατο 8 Ιανουαρίου το δεύτερο. Μείνετε συντονισμένοι, συνεχίζουμε και πριν τη συνέντευξη με το κοντάκιο του Αγίου Βασιλείου. Το κοντάκιο του Αγίου Βασιλείου λέει «Όφθης βάσης άσιστος στη Εκκλησία, νέμον πάσιν άσυλον την κυριότητα βρωτής, επισφραγίζον σεις δόγμαση, ουρανοφάντορ βασίλειε όσιε». Και Μαρία, πώς θα μπορούσαμε να το πούμε αυτό στα αγγλικά?
We'll continue our program with the Kontakion for St. Basil, saying, You appeared as an unshakable foundation for the Church, maintaining its authority as a sure refuge for mortals, sealing it by your doctrines, Venerable Basil, Revealer of Heaven.
Φίλες και φίλοι, συνεχίζουμε με τη συνέντευξή μας αμέσως μετά από αυτό.
In case you just tuned in, you are listening to Cosmos FM on 91.5 FM through WNYE and the program Aksionistin. Aksionistin is a bilingual program of the forgotten art form of medieval Byzantine chant. If you like or dislike this radio program, please let us know. Opinions and constructive comments are always welcome. To learn more about the music you are listening to, or to become a sponsor of our initiative, please email us at aksionistin@gaepis.org or call us at 718-204-8900.
Welcome to Aksionisti on Cosmos FM. I'm Charles Calamiris, and our guest today is Dr. Jessica Tsoukipilalis. She is Associate Professor and Chair of the Music History, Theory, and Composition Department at the Crane School of Music at SUNY Potsdam. Her research specialty is Byzantine chant. Welcome to Aksionisti, Dr. Tsoukipilalis.
Thank you, Charles. Call me Jessica.
Thanks. Let me ask you, just for getting us started, tell us a little bit about how your interest in Byzantine chant developed.
Well, I was raised, of course, in the Greek Orthodox Church, and ever since the time I was very, very small, I remember hearing the chant. Now, for me, I was also raised in a musical family. My mother is a composer. My family on that side had a Greek band. They played for the weddings and baptisms in Milwaukee, where I grew up. So I grew up with music, all types of music. But there was something very, very special about the sound of chant that captivated me in a way that no other type of music did. And I was taking piano lessons and playing cello and violin and eventually harp. But this was something special. And I remember when I was a child going to the priest and saying, "Can I chant?" And unfortunately, that answer was a no for very many years until I was a graduate student at the Eastman School of Music. And there, in Rochester, there was a priest who had a very different view about women in the church and whether women could be indeed at the psalterion. And he said, "Yes, come to the psalterion and learn." And this was my first chance as a graduate student to actually try to chant. And I remember going to the psalterion and being standing next to the men, sort of behind them into the side of this big marble psalterion in Rochester, New York, and trying to learn what they were doing. And I couldn't understand a thing that they were doing. It was all in Greek, and even though I'm half Greek, it was liturgical Greek, and they couldn't tell me what it was and how they were doing things. So I thought, I'll go back to the Eastman School of Music, and I'll study this from the perspective of a scholar. I'll make it my research specialty, and that way I'll know what they're doing. So I tried to blend the two, and that was somewhat successful. But at a certain point, I found out I needed to learn more. So I went to Holy Cross, and I was just welcomed there, and I was able to study chant with Savas Savas. And that really opened my eyes. And from there, later on, a few years later, I was able to go to Greece and study chant there and eventually come back to this country. So the short answer is from childhood. The long answer, it took me till I was 20-something till I got to the point where I could try it.
Well, of course, it's very common for women to participate in choirs in the United States, Greek Orthodox choirs, but I'm not aware of too many women. In fact, I'm not aware of any other women who act as psalters. How many would you guess there are in the United States?
More and more. But at the time that I started, it was pretty rare. Usually there was some, how can I say this, excuse for a woman to be at the psalterion, perhaps covering a service where the psalty couldn't be. perhaps she was the wife of the priest, or the daughter of a priest, or maybe the daughter of the psalti. Some sort of connection and need would have to be there. But for a woman to say, I just want to chant because I want to be part of this, without the excuse of need, is much more unusual, or was, and is becoming more and more usual, thank heaven.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the music. You're in an ideal position to comment on sort of structural differences between Western music and Byzantine music, since you're formally trained in both. I guess it's fair to say that there's a perception, at least I have the perception, that Byzantine music is a simpler, maybe even more primitive form of music, two lines rather than four, much more of a sort of traditional and formal structure. Do you think it's reasonable to say that Byzantine chant is a less sophisticated form of music than four-part Western tradition?
I'm going to say yes and no, in the sense that a four-part harmony can be very complex, perhaps. But really, these are apples and oranges. These are two different types of music that serve two very different purposes. The purpose of Byzantine chant is to elucidate the prayer, is to make audible the prayers and the theology of the church, the way the icon makes visible the theology of the church. This is very different than art music, for example, which has its own aesthetic ends. So it would be like saying a painting versus an icon, Beethoven versus chant. They have different purposes. But the complexity in chant is the way that each melodic line serves the text of the chant. And so I can't really say that it is simpler, but it is certainly different.
I'd like to talk a little bit with you about the modes in Byzantine chant. I've never really been able to figure them out myself. Some of them are called plagal, some are not. Could you talk a little bit about these various modes and how they're used in the church?
All right. Well, we have an eight-mode system. And you're right when you say that there are plagal modes and principal modes. There are four main modes and four related modes. Now, these are related by family of mode, or genus, as we would say. But they're also related by things and contrasted by things we call melodic formulae, or little patterns of melodies that run within the mode and run within the scale of the mode. And it's these little formula that differ one mode from the other, that once you know what the modes are, you can instantly say, ah, we're now in mode two. We're now in four plagal mode. So it's really these little patterns that differentiate, but it's the way that these also relate that give a principal mode and a plagal mode a special kinship.
I think the only way you're going to be able to illustrate this is if I can twist your arm to actually do a little bit of singing. Could you give us a little bit of a sense for what you mean by a little pattern within the mode, and then talk about that relatedness between the plagal and the main?
Well, let's see. To give you some modal examples, I guess we're going to have to chant a few things. So, I'm not going to chant alone. I understand that you chant also, and if you do the Isokratima, I think we'll be fine. But what I'd like to do is just chant a few things, because our hymns are not only in different modes, but they also have very different purposes. And the hymn I want to chant first is from Vespers of August 1st, which is when we celebrate the seven Maccabee brothers, their teacher Eleazar, and their mother. And this little hymn here tells the story of the day, and it's really, I could be chanting this as if it were almost a bedtime story. Although, of course, it's Vespers, so maybe it is close to bedtime.
The holy Maccabee brothers said to the tyrant, O Antioch, us. For us there is only one King, and he is God. Through him we have come into being, and to him we return. Another world, higher and more lasting than the one we see, awaits us. Our homeland is the heavenly and indestructible Jerusalem. And for us she now keeps feast with the angels above. By their prayers, O Lord, have mercy on us and save us.
So right in that, we have the whole story of that feast in that hymn all summed up. And that was in Fourth Plagal Mode. For many people in the Western world, that sort of sounds like a major scale.
It did to me.
Right. Except for that at the top of the scale, if you noticed, we actually had a pitch that was not part of a major scale. When I went, O Antiochos, which was the pitch Zoh, the note Zoh in Byzantine chant, it was raised on the way up and it came down on the way down. It was a flexible note, and that's part of the character of this mode. Now let's contrast that with another hymn from another Vesper service, but this time in Mode 4. And this will be from Friday Vespers, and it's talking about martyrs. So, Digavu,
O martyrs of the Lord, you are living sacrifices and reasonable offerings and perfect incense offered to God. You are sheep who know God and are known by Him, into whose fold the wolves cannot break. Pray that we may be led with you to pasture beside the still water.
Now there, the mode actually shared the same scale, but not the same, ending or tonic. We still had that Zoh that was floating around in there. We had many similarities, but there were also distinct differences between these two modes, and yet they are related.
This is WNYE, New York.
Και αυτό είναι το Cosmos FM 91,5 και η εκπομπή Action Estin για τη Βυζαντινή Μουσική. Το δεύτερο μέρος της συνέντευξης που μας παραχώρησε η καθηγήτρια Τζέσικα Σόκη Πιλάλη θα μεταδοθεί το ερχόμενο Σάββατο. Ευχαριστούμε πολύ τον Charles Καλομήρης για την διεκπεραίωση αυτής της συνέντευξης, τη Μαρία Δικαιάκου, η οποία μας βοήθησε πάρα πολύ με κάποια ιστορικά σχόλια και επίσης γιατί κάποιοι από εμάς ήμασταν πολύ κρυωμένοι σήμερα. Ο Νίκος Καραθανάσης ήταν στη φροντίδα του ήχου και στη ροή του προγράμματος. Επιμέλεια Άγγελος Λαμπούσης. Φίλες και φίλοι, μείνετε συντονισμένοι στο Cosmos FM. Ακολουθούν πολύ ενδιαφέρουσες εκπομπές. Από όλους εμάς, καλό σας απόγευμα. Σας αποχαιρετούμε με μία ερώτηση. Θα σας κάνουμε την ερώτηση πριν κλείσουμε, αλλά σας προειδοποιούμε ότι το κομμάτι είναι από έναν πολύ μεγάλο δάσκαλο της Βυζαντινής μουσικής, με πολύ μεγάλο έργο εδώ στην Αμερική και πολύ αγαπητό μεταξύ των ψαλτών. Είναι λοιπόν αυτό που θα ακούσουμε υπό την χοραρχία του Γεώργιου Κακουλίδη, ενός πολύ μεγάλους δασκάλου της Βυζαντινής μουσικής και με πολλές εφαρμογές σε πρακτικό επίπεδο για την ψαλτική τέχνη. Λοιπόν, η ερώτηση έχει ως εξής. Να τα πούμε?
Θα γίνει μια